Well, faith is really simple. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. All that mean is in the beginning, you just hope something pop off. You know, you just kind of hope something happened for you. I was hoping I would get on TV. I wrote it on a piece of paper when I was 10, I want to be on TV. The problem I had when I wrote it at 10 was I suffered from a severe stuttering problem. I could not talk outside of my house. So can you imagine when I wrote on a piece of paper, I want to be on TV and turned that in? The first thing the little boy next to me asked me, he 10, well, how long is your TV show going to be? Because you're going to be on TV all day. But when I wrote it on the paper, it wasn't factual. I was just hoping. You just got to start with the hope.
That's Steve Harvey. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining me today as we have Steve Harvey back on the show. And today, Steve is going to encourage us to use our imagination. And I tend to overlook this at times, and I may have mentioned this in previous episodes, but I tend to overlook the fact that our minds are so, so powerful. Like, we literally have the capability to do almost anything. Just look at where we were to look at where we are now. It's kind of wild. Like, go back 100, 200, 300 years ago and think about all the things that we have created since then. Like, it is really wild. And most, if not all, of those things that have been created since then all started in our imagination. And then we used the resources to transform that thought into reality. So Steve Harvey is going to talk a little bit more about that in today's episode. And I hope you enjoy this one with Steve Harvey. Enjoy.
If you could get a couple of things from me, if you could gather this piece of information. Albert Einstein said once, he said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. Now, I want you to get this now. Imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. Because if you think about it, everything we have in this world, somebody imagined it. It's your imagination is tremendous. Somebody was sitting on the phone one day talking with a cord to the wall and said, man, I wish I could just go outside with this phone. Everybody in here got a cell phone. Somebody imagined that. Somebody got tired of riding in a wagon cross country from slavery to freedom. Somebody said, I wish we had something that made these wheels move by themselves. We drive cars. People got tired of driving from New York to LA. Somebody said, I wish we could fly. We got airplanes. Imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. Your real life, the one God really got for you, is in your imagination. It is not in your current situation or your current paycheck. And if you've been living like that, you have then restricted yourself to a commonality that is really not yours. Because what really God got for you is really in your imagination. Now, since there's a lot of church folk in here, let me tie that to a scripture. Because this one, you really start affecting black folk. See, y'all don't really bleed nothing till you tie it to some type of church thing. So let's just go on and do that. And once again, before I start this, I am not a pastor or a preacher. and I can talk for a very small amount of time without cussing. So it's really, I know about the time limit. I'm gonna try to end my speech before I hit that point, because I want to stay dignified, because this is about the men of Omega. So I'm gonna stay dignified. There is a scripture that Albert Einstein took this quote from. It's like the book The Secret. The Secret is one of the top-selling motivational books ever. But if you read the book The Secret, it's all biblical. Everything comes from the Bible. You really don't need self-help books. You don't need The Magic of Thinking Big, The Power of Positive Thinking, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Think and Grow Rich, The Winner's Circle. I've read them all. All of that information is in Proverbs, all of it. But let me give you this scripture. You've all heard this, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when I told you a minute ago, you got to have a tremendous work ethic, but you got to have a lot of faith. I talked to so many people who get older, like some of us are, and they've lost the faith. Well, faith is really simple. It's the faith is the substance of things hoped for. All that means is in the beginning, you just hope something pop off. You know, you just kind of hope something happened for you. I was hoping I would get on TV. I wrote it on a piece of paper when I was 10. I want to be on TV. The problem I had when I wrote it at 10 was I suffered from a severe stuttering problem. I could not talk outside of my house. So can you imagine when I wrote on a piece of paper, I want to be on TV, and turned that in? The first thing the little boy next to me asked me, he 10, well, how long is your TV show going to be? Cause you gonna be on TV all day. But when I wrote it on the paper, it wasn't factual. I was just hoping. You just gotta start with the hope. Faith is the substance of things that you hope for. You just hope something jump. Then what happened is through grace and favor, he give you a couple of them things you hope for, and then you're supposed to start believing then, because now it turns into faith. But if you take this scripture, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What is the evidence of things not seen? I just told it to you. Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attraction. But guess what your imagination really is? It's the evidence of things not seen. Because your imagination, you know why it's the evidence of things not seen? Because you're the only one can see it. Your imagination is actually God showing you a preview of a coming attraction that he has for you. The moment you don't believe in your imagination, you negate what he got for you. Your imagination is the preview to life's coming attraction. It is the evidence of things not seen, because can't nobody see it with you. Your problem is you keep telling your imagination to the wrong people. See, if you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. It's dead. How many times, man, have you had a tremendous idea? Something you thought was the one. And you wouldn't told it to your loved ones and your so-called friends. And they shot it down. I mean, you was convinced that it was just, oh man, I just came to you. And you told it to them and they shot it down. And you thought since they was your loved ones and their friends and they got your best interests at heart, you believed them. You was wrong. You let them talk you out of what God got for you. Some of y'all still sitting here with the ambition of opening a business one day, but you scared to go start the business because you got a job and you got bills. Rich people got bills. Everybody got bills. Hell, I got bills. Everybody owes somebody something. I got something with the bank right now. You're going to let the fact that you got some bills stop you from opening the business, the thing that God done put in your imagination? So you're going to squash that because you got bills. Everybody got bills. Your real life is in your imagination. Can you grab what I'm telling you? So I don't know what you thought I was going to say to you. I'm just a real dude. I don't even have the education you all have. I flunked out of school. I ain't got no education. I don't use four-syllable words. The only four-syllable word I know is my bank account. That's it. What I'm sharing with you is stuff that everybody can apply today. If you are sitting in here thinking that you're too old to listen to what Steve, hell, I'm 60. I'm 60 years old. I know. You can't believe it. I know. He's so fly. I know. But I'm 60. But I still rely on my imagination. See, if you think you're too old to make it, let me give you a prime example. Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders has been frying chicken his whole life. He was telling everybody he had the best chicken in the world. Ain't nobody believe him. They turned him down everywhere. Colonel Sanders didn't get a franchise till he was in his 60s. Kentucky Fried Chicken sell more chicken than anybody in the world today. So if you're sitting there thinking because you got a little gray on you, you're too late, as long as God waking you up in the morning, that's the sign that he ain't through with you. So what you tripping for? You sitting up in here like God can't do nothing for you because you 60. Man, you know what I'm asking God for right now? And I'm 60. If you could see my vision board, you would be blown away. Because I got enough right now. I really know. But I ain't in the need business. I'm in the want business. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting something. Quit going down to these churches y'all sitting up in here going down to, keeping you in these little boxes. God got a big life for you. The only person that ain't get done, look, and I love church. Don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking church. Don't tweet that. Steve don't care for the church no more. I didn't say that. But don't go down there, memorize all these scriptures, and then don't apply none of them to your life. That's what I'm talking about.
Big thanks to Steve Harvey for stopping by. And I hope that you take in some of what he said in today's talk and apply it to your own life and to use your imagination to create just amazing and beautiful things in this world. All right. If you'd like to connect with him, you can go to his website, steveharveytv.com. His Instagram is IamSteveHarveyTV. His YouTube is The Official Steve Harvey. And his latest book is entitled Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success, Discovering Your Gift and the Way to Life's Riches. And if you'd like to watch the entire talk on YouTube, which I highly suggest, it was a very good talk, about an hour long, you can go there and type in Brother Steve Harvey Speaks 2017. And if you'd like to hear more talks with Steve, then just scroll down to see our show notes section, where you'll see all the past episodes that we've had and featured on the show. And also in there will be all the links to everything I just mentioned to connect with him and his work. Thanks again for being with me today. If you can, after this episode is over, head over to your podcast player app that you're currently listening to this episode on, preferably Apple or Spotify podcast. And if you could, leave a rating and review for the show. That would be a way to support the show. And as always, I truly, truly appreciate it. I appreciate you as well. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.